Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday, the 4th of January, 2012. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours-ish, I suppose, in around 5 minutes. Happy New Year, everyone. So, Apple is going to bid for Premier League football for the Apple TV. Oh, yes, I've got Apple TV, which means that I'll be able to get Premier League football if they can get it. Apparently, the bidding process is up at the end of 2011-2012, so everyone's negotiating for their own rights, and Apple have put a bid in. They're trying their damnedest to get a hold of one. That sounds really interesting. Good reason to go and buy an Apple TV? Maybe. One of the rumours kicking around this morning about Rim is that they're trying to oust Lazaridis and Balzilli as joint chairman of the board. The board themselves are the people who control them, and they're the ones who are going to get rid of them. I'm sure there's a few golf partners and lunch buddies in there, but apparently they're going to go. Rim's had an awful 2011, and they were at the helm. Of course, they were at the helm when they were successful, but maybe they just need new blood. What they certainly need is a better idea than dropping the price on the playbook, because I'm afraid $299 or £169 is just not low enough. That's $200 over the price and £100 over the price that they should be charging. If you want a BlackBerry Playbook, carry on. BitTorrent has said that gaming piracy has dropped in 2011. Illegal game downloads fell. The most downloaded game of 2010 was Call of Duty Black Ops at 4.2 million downloads, but this year Crysis 2 is the most downloaded and it's at 3.92 million. So there's been a drop, or whether there's just been a spread across the statistics, it doesn't say. But there you go. Samsung has released the Galaxy Ace Plus. This is not a phone that's got sue me all over it, unless you want to sue over the 3GS, because it looks an awful lot like the 3GS. It's got the square button and it's got the icons that look like an iPhone as well as. So there may be a lawsuit coming. Who knows? Do you like your Android phones and your iOS phones? Hell yes. In the last week before Christmas, you did 1.2 billion downloads of applications. Yes, you're not talking about the entire year for 1.2. You're talking about the final week before Christmas. That's an enormous amount. The week from the 25th of December to the 31st of December saw more activated iOS and Android devices than any other week of the year, and 6.8 million devices were activated on Christmas Day alone. Ho ho ho, everybody. HP is trying to revive itself. It's renamed its TouchSmart software to Magic Canvas. I'm sure that'll do the job, Meg. Well done. And it's also put out a compact L2311C docking monitor and an LV1911 and LV2011 budget display. The docking monitor actually looks really, really nice. And it's got a nice stand too, but I don't think it'd make me want to buy it. And they've also released the Omni 27 All-in-One Pavilion HPE Phoenix H9 Tower. Snappy title. It's a really high-end PC for the gamers, and it looks nice, but it's a PC. CloudOn has brought you cloud-hosted Microsoft Office functionality to your iPad. That means that through the cloud, and you won't get any apps on your iPad, you'll be able to use all the main Microsoft Office functionality and use it at presentations and that kind of stuff on the fly. And the price? Free. Not sure how they're doing that. And one cabbie in Chicago has got a great online business in Twitter. He's at Chicago Cabbie on Twitter. And if you want him to pick you up in the city of Chicago, all you've got to do is send him a tweet. He'll tweet out when he's available and he'll give you special offers as well. Good morning, Chicago. It's wet day here, 41 degrees. Take $5 off the meter from now until 2 p.m. to any airport from anywhere. So if you want a cab in Chicago, have a look for him. Very good. And finally, a man has entered the US using an iPad as a passport. He was a Canadian guy, Matt Reich, and he was driving from Montreal to Vermont to drop off some Christmas presents. When he got to the border, he realised he'd left his passport at home, but fortunately he'd sent a scan to his iPad just to prove that he was a Canadian citizen if he got into any hot water and did lose his passport. After a bit of deliberation and a few tuts and huffs though, the US officials actually let him through. Well done, Matt, and well done US officials for being sensible too. I think you've got lucky there, dude. I can't see that one working again. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Friday morning with the Daily Show as normal, and then we've got a full day of broadcasting for you. Photo show at 2 o'clock, Mac show at 3:30, and the Big Show finishing off the day at 9:30. Make sure you join us live in the chat room. We'll have loads and loads of fun. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.